Blog Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple. To the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise the instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. Say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lure privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and hold as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of every one that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the deep place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof, behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you, make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but I will answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. But they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Proverbs 2. My son, if thou wilt receive my words, and hide my commandments with thee, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, and thou seekest her as silver, and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord, and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous, he is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment, and preserveth the way of the saints. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity, yea, every good path. When wisdom enters into thine heart, and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee, understanding shall keep thee, to deliver thee from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things, who leave the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil, and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked, and they froward in their path, to deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger, which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth, forget the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither take they hold of the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the right. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Proverbs 3. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days, and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit of thy increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even the father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is good, the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof that fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth. By understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let not them depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So shall there be life unto thy soul and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. The Lord shall be thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I will give when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. For the froward is abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace unto the lowly. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. Proverbs 4. Hear ye children the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. For they hate not, except they have done mischief, and sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall.
Thine eyelids,
deliver yourself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways, and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yea, a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. A naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Frowardness is in his heart, he deviseth mischief continually, he soweth discord. Therefore shall his calamity come suddenly, suddenly shall he be broken without remedy. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are an false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. My son, thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall walk with thee. But the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty, neither let her take thee with her eyes. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread. Adulteress will hunt a precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? So, he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, he shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman, lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Proverbs 7. I keep my words and lay out my commandments with thee. Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers, write them upon the table of thine heart. Say unto wisdom, thou art my sister, and call understanding thy kinswoman. They may keep thee from the strange woman, from the stranger which flattereth with her words. For at the window of my house I looked through my casement, and beheld among the simple ones, and by the side among the youths, a young man born of understanding, passing through the street near her corner. And he went away to her house, in the twilight, in the evening, in the black and dark night, and behold, there met him a woman with the attire of an harlot, and such heart. She is loud and stubborn, her feet abide not in her house. Now is she without, now in the streets, and lieth in wait at every corner. So she caught him, and kissed him, and with an impudent face said unto him, I have peace offerings with me. This day have I paid my vows. Therefore came I forth to meet thee, diligently to seek thy threads of tapestry, with carved works, with fine linen of Egypt. I have perfumed my bed with myrrh, aloes and cinnamon. Come, let us take our fill of love until the morning. Let us solace ourselves with loves. For the good man is not at home. He has gone a long journey. He has taken a pack of money with him and will come home at the day appointed.
No, not yet. You all right?
With the flattering of her lips, he
goeth after her straight.
His ox goeth to the slaughter.
Oh, he's taking with him, huh? She's taking with him. She's taking with him. Yeah. Oh, he's going to pick him up.
Y'all,
Okay. Right. I'm going to get all them papers together, put them in the trash can.
Let not thine heart decline to her ways. Go not astray.
Huh?
For she hath counted out
pay that $600 or what?
Many strong men have been slain by
her house. That's why they didn't give him a key.
What?
Yeah, they owe $600. Nikki had Kevin, when I got Kevin on phone, he said, Charmaine is going to take care of this already. They made sure everything was right before holding them down. Now, he said, it's a commitment now.
She standeth in the top of high places.
So, he got to spend $600. Okay.
Yeah.
I know it.
But that was just in case. Okay.
So he's giving out the other part of it. He got to make go there.
I guess so. When
is
that white thing always like that? See how you want to do this? Tomorrow, in other words, you get to pick him up. I said, how do you think of that? He said, I said, big old $600 to pay. I wanted to say that ain't like $2,000.
Give him
just half and half, like we always
do. Well, we put the first half already.
$75
was a lease. $75 was a lease. And then I added a 15,
made $200.
Okay, I'm going to put the money on that. Go ahead.
Good evening to you. This is Pastor Gary Edison with Master Builders Christian Church, Houston, Texas, calling and giving greetings to the KASK listening audience. Hope all is well. You have my listening ear. Please continue.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor.
Oh, good evening to all.
He that rebuketh a wicked man get himself a blot.
I do hear another voice, and I don't want to be intrude. I don't want to intrude on their conversation. You have my listening ear. Hello?
Go ahead. You're on there.
Great. This is Gary Edson with Master Builders Christian Church. I just want to spend a few minutes just talking on a topic that was really became a little bit more rhema as I attempt to come on the line with you all. Once again, thank you to the listening audience of radio station KASK. This topic really was what I had to not only illustrate, but demonstrate and live as I was waiting to come on the air, and that is the futility of worry. I knew that God was going to make a way whereby we can have this discourse one with the other, so I didn't worry about the impediment that was hindering us from making contact. So in order for me to articulate this truth, I first had to live it before it became and have any relevancy to the listening audience. If I could draw your attention to Matthew, the 6th chapter, particularly that of verse 25 to 34. Again, Matthew, the 6th chapter, particularly with verses 25 to 34. And I'll be referencing the Revised Standard Translation. Your translation may differ. And this was Jesus recognizing his disciples were at an impasse in their lives. And let me just refer to scriptures real quick. And it starts by reading, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, what ye shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds there, they neither sow or reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one cubit to his span of life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field and how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O men of little faith, therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek ye first, talk to me now, the kingdom of his righteousness, and all these things shall be yours as well." Closing verse 34 says, Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. I just would like to encourage our listening audience today, and for it to be beneficial first and foremost in my life, I had to really apply this as I was once again waiting to get on the air. Now, due to technical difficulties beyond my control or anyone's control, actually, things just did not work out the way it was initially planned. However, here we are on the line sharing our hearts and thoughts in mind one with the other. So it's not having room to worry, but having faith in God that he was going to work everything out for the good. Here we are listening to each other. I would like to first ask if anyone have any questions with regards to the scripture reading that I've just read. Again, Matthew 6, chapter verse 25 through 34. I know time is of essence now, so if there are any questions, I'll be happy to entertain those questions at this time. Any questions? Well, let's do a quick review then. And I shouldn't be very long. I think I can wrap this up in 5 minutes or less. Once again, the disciples were at an impasse in their lives, and Jesus was making it clear to the disciples that they must choose between competing loyalties, God or money. And the cunning of money, which would try to divide its devotion and its service between these two masters, could not possibly succeed, but would only deceive them. And Jesus himself was attempting to arrest that spirit that would bring division into the lives of his disciples who were following him. So let's begin with our study of the word today, starting with Matthew, the 6th chapter, verse 25. And it reads as follows. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Well, this particular passage of scripture Jesus addressed first because due to the region from which Jesus was speaking to the disciples in the Palestine area, and in Palestine at that time as he was having the discourse, the climate was extremely warm. I mean, just almost unbearably warm. And also the terrain was really a rugged terrain. And knowing that his disciples concerned about the humidity and the heat and that environment, he just wants to address that first and foremost. Why? You have me, the Lord, the Savior, the Father, Son, here right here before you, and here I am engaged with y'all, but yet here you all worried about the atmosphere, the environment. He asked him, isn't that your... Don't be anxious about your life, what you should eat, what you should drink, nor your body, what you should put on. Isn't life more than food and the body more than clothing? And he was addressing that because, like you and I, we tend to think about those things that are external that we know God is going to take care for us, as he has proven time and time and time again. But because of the discomfort that we may be experiencing due to the interruption of life, we find ourselves questioning whether God is there or not. And Jesus was right there with the disciples, letting them know that don't worry about this climate. Don't worry about the conditions. Hey, I am with you. The needs that you have, God hears and knows what those needs are. And I'm so thankful that God demonstrated to me tonight by not worrying, but instead having faith with him, in him, rather, that he was going to open up the lines here tonight and attempt to address some of your concerns and worry that you too may have. And the simplicity of this word is such that it addresses everything that tends to get our attention away from the Lord, and that is the cares of this world. And I can assure you there are things that are troubling all our minds, attempting to rest our hearts, our faith. However, God is reminding us tonight that don't worry. I got you. because you are my child. Haven't I shown you time and time again the very thing that you're concerned about here tonight that seemed to be just erupting your faith? We addressed this once before. Don't you remember back in, you determined the year. Back in 19, back in 2000, whatever the year may be, whatever the month may have been, this is not uncommon ground for us. But did not he bring you out? If he did it once, I know he'll do it again. And that's the attempt of the enemy, attempting to cause us to worry as opposed to exercise our faith. And the futility of worry is this. Futility is having no useful or effectual result. So worrying has no useful or effectual result. So on the other hand, put your trust in God first, and God will attend to the rest of our lives. This renders worry unnecessary. Worry appears six times in the passage of Scripture that I have read to you. It appears in verse 25, verse 27, verse 28, verse 31, and verse 34. Each of those times, that was Jesus highlighting to his disciples the things that we are concerned about in this life. God already knows that we need those things. If we put our faith in him, he will always supply those needs. I just do a quick leap into the word. It says, I've never seen the righteous nor forsaken nor a seed begging for bread. Another translation says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed abandoned. Can you imagine, just think for a minute or envision just for a minute, a child that has been abandoned, left all alone, out in the cold, in Chicago's wind, just no one around, just abandoned on the streets. Your father said, I'll never leave you, I'll never abandon you. And that brings forth the reality that God said, I'll never leave you alone. He's there right now in the midst of your trouble, the thing that's attempting to arrest your faith. He's there walking with us and walking beside us and walking ahead of us and guiding us by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's it in the capsule. I could say a little bit more, but I think time is of essence. If there are any questions, I'll be happy to entertain any questions. I would love to hear some of your comments at this time. Thank you for your listening to your pastor. Dr. Hunter, I turn it back over to you.
Thank you, Father Gareth, for what you've done for the Lord this evening. And we give God the praise and we give God the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you still got 10 minutes left to talk to the people if you want it.
I'm sorry?
You still have 10 minutes to talk to the people.
Oh, okay. Well, I tell you what, I would love to just hear another voice other than myself. Are there any other individuals on the line at this time?
No, I just see you. People get on their tablets and on their smartphones and listen. Some don't, some do.
I'm just curious where the listening audience listening from. If you could just identify what perhaps state or city that you may be listening from, that'll be so refreshing to hear tonight.
Well, I tell you, the next time you come on, we will more or less have a dialogue where that can reach and tell you, because we got started late waiting for things to happen, but we come across the entire nation. We got people coming from Chicago. We got people coming from New York. We got people coming from Arkansas. We got people right in Houston. We got people all over the world calling this Blog Talk Radio and ask questions. A lot of people call in, but we always have a program, Can We Talk? Can We Talk? And so the stuff that you mentioned tonight about Jesus, a lot of people want to hear what you were saying. And the mention of that so many times, what God said, forget about this world. This world has nothing to offer you but death and gloom, and that's all it has to offer. What Jesus is offering us, eternal life. This up to us, to the believer, to receive what God is saying. Pastor Gary, there are a lot of people that listen to what we're saying and you and I are saying, but they're saying, well, what are you doing? My back at you is this. What are you doing? What are you doing? You ask, what am I doing? I'm fulfilling the word of God. Go ye therefore into all the world. Preach, teach, heal, raise the dead. You cannot find too many people today, but talking about laying hands and people, the dead is being raised. Some people are not ready to go into that realm. There is a specific realm that you must go into. And that realm is called holiness. When you get into the holiness realm, everything changes for you. Because you are not of your own. You have to do what God said. God said, I take the words. He said, words I give to you are not mine. They are the Father. So the Father speaks to us. When the Father speaks to us, we got to obey him. Not this world we live in. Amen?
Amen. Pastor Hunter, what I would like to just mention to the listening audience is that God is so concerned about each and every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He knows exactly the state that we find ourselves in this very day at this very hour.
Mm-hmm.
And he wanted this to go over the airways so it can go penetrate into the hearts and minds of his children.
Amen.
Let them know that I love you. I love you. I haven't abandoned you. I haven't forsaken you. I know exactly where you are and exactly what you stand in need of because I'm your God.
Amen.
And I put this young man on the radio tonight to remind you that because I have not abandoned you, nor will I ever abandon you, nor forsake you.
Amen.
I want you to know just where you are. Haven't I provided in time past? Why would I not provide now? Even though the situation may be so demanding upon you, maybe it could be excruciating at this time. He is reminding you and I how much he loves us, that he'll just allow me to articulate over the air, whereby you will leave here tonight knowing that my Father, which art in heaven, loves me enough to send this young man over the airway and say, hold on to God's unchanging hand. He has not and will not never forsake you. Don't worry about tomorrow.
Amen.
Today in itself, there's enough troubles in today, it's sufficient for today. And if you watch me attend to today's need, you will know tomorrow needs to be taken care of its way. And before tomorrow arrives, just reflect back on how many times he brought you out. And if I'm listening to this audience, well, I'm pretty sure y'all heard this song, Amazing Grace. And one of the songs says, I've already come. So if you can reflect on those dangerous tars in there, he's already brought you out of, won't he bring you out again?
Yes, he will.
Does he not concern even more so today that you're in a situation that seemingly like it wants to just have you worrying about something the futility of worrying is having no useful or effectual effects. So worry has no effect other than the fact that now let's look at worry in a different perspective now. Worrying allows us to recognize things that are abnormal, that's not going the way that they would normally go. So to recognize that is a wonderful thing, but to worry about that is not what God wants us to do. After we have identified things are going abnormal, the situation, for instance, we're worried about, is my child coming home tonight? Here it is, 1:30 in the morning, they haven't come yet. Don't worry about your child not making it home. Start praying to God. Say, Lord, we thank you that he will be coming home, that he or she will be coming home tonight, safe, unharmed, without any detainment by any law enforcement officer. That's the faith. He wants to start exercising our faith. Well, tomorrow I told them, they say they're going to cut the light bills off. They're going to cut this off, repossess this. Well, Father, I'm laying rather me worrying about it, which worry can't do anything effectively about it. Let's put the faith in the act and say, Lord, because of who you are, you said that you have never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed break for bread. Lord, don't abandon me. Now, I know you have brought me through many dangers, Father. But this, too, is another story that allows my faith to be stressed beyond measure that I know you'll bring it out, bring me out. So these are opportunities that God is trying to remind us, even though we find ourselves, even tonight, just pondering that the deficiency that we're faced with, that God is not insufficient. He's more than enough to meet us at our point of need. Those are my closing remarks. I want to thank all the listening audience. And be prayerful tonight and just say, thank you, Jesus, for what you have done on Calvary Cross. That I can come boldly before the throne of grace, seeking my Father, our Father, Lord, according to your words, you have not in any way abandoned the birds of the air, the fowls of the sea, nor have you clothed the Solomon in all his splendor more beautiful than the flowers of the field. If you care that much about them, truly, I know you care that much about me because I'm your child. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. And God bless you until the next time. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.